healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. What Healthy Alternatives is about is the notion of reaching optimum health, optimum wellness. You want to feel better, live longer, enjoy life even more. That's what Healthy Alternatives is all about. Every week, I like to begin the show looking at an issue, a concern, an area that we need to be aware of because of the impact it has on us. And what I want to talk about now is hip replacements and knee replacements and all the replacements that kind of miraculously that can be done today. But there are some issues out there that you need to be aware of. There's a company called DePue Orthopedics, and its parent company is Johnson & Johnson. They have a hip that they developed that is a metal hip. It's whereas before there was metal on one side and plastic on the other side, they made both portions of the hip replacement metal. Now, normally you'd have to go through a whole approval process using research studies to evaluate effectiveness of that hip. Turns out the FDA has a rule called 510K. This says basically if a device that's been developed is substantially like ones already on the market, they do not need to do rigorous testing. They can just get it approved. So this metal on both the cup and the ball got approved because it looks like, other than the materials being different, it looks real similar to what was out there. Well, not quite. Turns out that the rate of revision, those are ones that have to be replaced, after 5 years has been 12 to 13%. A British orthopedic organization found out a higher revision rate ranging from 21% after 4 years to 49% after 6 years. What this means is you get your hip replaced and you've got a defective hip in your body. Now, because it's metal on metal, they're actually finding now elevated levels of chromium and cobalt in people's bloodstream. That can lead to tissue death at the site of the implant. It can lead to pain. It can lead to cysts growing in the area where the prosthesis was. So what this does is, in effect, mean that people who've had surgery may have to have surgery again, not counting all the pain and suffering that they have in between. Now, several countries, England, Wales, Australia, have a what they call a registry for joint replacements. In other words, if you had a defect, you'd register it there, red flags would go up, and you'd be able to become aware of the problem a lot sooner. In Australia, their registry picked up this problem in 2007, and the DePue joint was pulled off the market in 2009. In England and Wales, the red flags started going up in 2010, and DePue this time voluntarily recalled the device. The U.S. has no active registry at this time. There's an orthopedic organization that's beginning to test a trial run of one, but the FDA should have this kind of registry because there's a real impact from these kind of devices that haven't gone through approval. There was a study published recently, and they found that of 113 devices that were recalled between 2005 and 2009, 80% of them went through this 510K process. So they're not really effective. Only 20% did not go through that process that were found to be defective. So you're talking about a real difficulty that we have as consumers buying these hips, replacement hips, not knowing if it's going to last. At minimum, the FDA should be having a registry so we can at least flag these problems way sooner. Today, I'm going to be talking to a gentleman who is finishing up his term as president of the National Pest Management Association. He's got 27 years of experience in pest management. He owns Aactive Termite and Pest Control Company in Virginia Beach, Virginia. It's now the largest independently owned pest control company in southeastern Virginia. And we're going to be talking about bugs. We're going to be talking about bed bugs, termites, all the fun things in life, but we're going to be talking about things that you can do from a green standpoint, a more healthy standpoint, to handle the pest problems that you may be running across. If you want to know more about me, you can click on the globe on this page or go to teplitz.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I also do a free monthly e-newsletter that you can find if you go to teplitz.com, click on About, and you'll see that you can go in there for the newsletter to sign up. Every week, I also like to talk to you about what I call a healthy breakthrough. It's new discoveries. It's the latest information on things that are out there that will help us with those choosing alternatives for ourselves, healthy ones. So the Mayo Clinic published the Guide to Alternative Medicine in 2011. Within it, they listed their top 10 alternative therapies. What are they? Acupuncture, guided imagery, hypnosis, massage, meditation, music therapy, spinal manipulation, chiropractic, orthopedics, spirituality, tai chi, and yoga. So these are that the medical profession has found via the Mayo Clinic to be really good, healthy alternatives for us. One that I think needs to be on that top 10 list are the notion of using organic foods, dietary supplements, and exercise, and the impact that those can have on us as well. We can be making choices for ourselves. We can be using these kinds of things to really make a difference in how we feel, how we perform, and how we live our lives. Before I bring my guest on, I'd like to pause for this message.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
My guest today is Kevin Kordick. He is finishing up a one-year term as president of the National Pest Management Association. He is the expert, from my standpoint, on pest management. He's been in the industry for 27 years. He started his career as an entomologist and technical director of a large mid-Atlantic regional pest control company, worked his way up to general manager, VP of operations. In 1995, he decided to go out on his own. He purchased Aactive Termite and Pest Control Company in Virginia Beach. It's now the largest independently owned pest control company in southeastern Virginia. And what we're going to be talking about is bugs and what you can do about it, and looking at it from the healthier side as opposed to the pure chemical blowout side as much as we can. So, Kevin, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thanks for having me on, Jay. It's quite a pleasure.
In your intro, I see that you're an entomologist, if I'm pronouncing it right, first of all.
That's
can you explain?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Can you explain what it is?
Well, an entomologist, by definition, is the study of insects. But as it pertains to my role in the pest management industry, it is the intricate tapestry of interaction between insects and even a bigger arena of pests, rodents, birds, you name it. It's all kind of gathered in there together in the terms of the pest management industry. But we study bugs, and we study better ways and more effective ways to eliminate pestilence from people's lives.
One of the big ones that's up on people's radar nowadays is bedbugs, because it's showing up all over the place as an effect, almost a epidemic. Tell us what your thoughts are about the bedbugs. Is it at epidemic levels, and should we be concerned about them, and that kind of good stuff?
Well, Jerry, as an entomologist, being fully engaged in the pest management industry for the past 27 years, the hysteria that is bed bugs is, I've never seen it before. We as a nation in America, we've been very sanitized to living without pestilence or without insects in our homes. And it's very disturbing to people when they wake up and they're not only in their homes, but they're in their bed. And that causes people to pause and really look back and say, what's going on here? And it is an epidemic. And so there's a media hysteria that has occurred that's really raised the level of awareness to bed bugs. And they're just one of many pests that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, but they've gained the attention of people because they invaded a very private space in your living space and in your bed. So it's a problem that you're going to hear a lot more about in the near future.
And isn't part of it because you can't really see them easily, that they become the unknown? Are they there or not there?
No, Jerry, that's one of the misnomers. It's great that you asked that question, is because bed bugs, adults, are about the size of an apple seed, and so they're very visible. Now, as an egg or as a very small, immature form of the bed bug, they are very tiny, but they can be detected. In fact, I could tell you right now, usually when people have a bed bug infestation, you don't even need to be an entomologist. You pull back the top sheet on the bed, and there's bugs crawling everywhere. Now, one of the other phenomena that we have seen because of the media attention that bed bugs have received is that anytime somebody sees a bug in their bed, they assume that it's a bed bug, or in their bedroom even, they'll assume that it's a bed bug, and that's actually not true.
So there could be other kinds of bugs that are around. Are they also biting bugs like the bed bugs are?
No, they're not, but there's certainly a lot of bugs in the living space, ants, cockroaches. In fact, that's one of the things that we've noticed is some small beetles that occur in the summertime that are light-attracted pests. They come to homes and to businesses at nighttime because they're attracted to the lights. They get in, they happen to get into the bedroom. But one of the things I wanted to mention, Jerry, is that the name bed bug is really very quickly becoming a misnomer to this little creature, because there's more infestations associated right now with non-bed environments like office spaces, public transportation, airplanes, buses, taxi cabs, office spaces, movie theaters, daycare centers. There's no beds in these places, and they are infested with bed bugs, in many cases worse than it would be in somebody's bedroom.
Wow, I wasn't aware of that one. Now, do bed bugs transmit any kind of diseases that can influence or harm humans, other than you get, you know, bit and some blood loss?
There are no diseases that we can directly attribute to being transmitted by bed bugs. However, one researcher at the University of Kentucky did discover genetic fragments from hepatitis B, specifically, mm-hmm. in bed bug fecal material. So we're not exactly sure why. All of the mechanisms are in place, but we are very fortunate that they don't carry diseases. But in that vein, cockroaches are an insect that have been clearly documented to carry a number of very deadly diseases. And people don't have the same emotional response to a cockroach in their house that they would a bed bug. And so as an entomologist trying to, you know, align the human behavior because of the anxiety that it causes, and you talk about healthy alternatives, that the anxiety that these bugs create in people's lives is unprecedented by anything that I've ever seen. Even though mosquitoes and ticks carry deadly human diseases and bed bugs don't, the hysteria over the bed bug crisis and epidemic has far outweighed emotionally anything that I've seen in the past quarter of a century with other bugs that do carry deadly diseases. So there's a little bit of a contradiction there.
So how do you get rid of them? And is there a way to get rid of them without using heavy, intense chemicals at this point? Or is that the only alternative, folks?
Jerry, at A-Active, we take the whole green thing very seriously. We were the second company in the United States outside of California. If you include California, we're number two. Outside of California, we're number one. We wear that as a badge of honor in the Green Pro certification. And Green Pro certification speaks to that we subscribe to a strategy of treatment for pests that the last thing that we consider is the use of pesticides. And when we do have to use pesticides in order to control a pest, we're using a product that has the least impact on the environment. And so there's a whole certification standard that we have to abide by in our green services.
So let's talk bed bugs now. What would your strategy be if I got bed bugs? Help!
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, that's the one time where I see people not be so concerned about pesticide usage is when they actually have encountered these creatures. But heat, it seems to be the really, that's the silver bullet, if there is one. And in terms of pesticides, back in the 50s, when bed bugs disappeared from the United States, DDT and these very heavy chlorinated hydrocarbon pesticides were being used very successfully. But Mother Nature and all of her infinite wisdom has given these bed bugs that had a resistance to DDT back in the 50s a cross resistance to chemistry in the 2000s that looks nothing like synthetic pyrethroid chemistry, for instance, is the predominant chemistry that we use today. And it has no resemblance to the chlorinated hydrocarbon chemistry of the 50s, but the bugs have a cross resistance. So we're looking for products and methods that don't employ the use of heavy pesticides. And particularly when you're talking about treating somebody's bedroom or a couch or a place where they're going to spend a long period of time, you really don't want them to be exposed to the products. So we found out that the heat strategy has been well researched. 121 degrees for 1 minute will kill bed bugs and their eggs and the immature form of it. So we're trying to get to where we can do the whole thing with heat.
So if you have a room, are you sealing it and then just heating the sucker up?
Well, we've tried that, and we created a few pieces of, Salvador, the guy that did all the melting art. And we've melted a television and a lamp. So what we do now is we go in and we build – it's Salvador Dori, I think, is the guy's name. But we went in, and now we built heat chambers inside of the individual structures, whether it's a house, apartment, or a hotel room. And we take things that aren't going to melt, and we wooden things, mattresses, box springs, things that people are going to come in contact with long periods of time, the dressers certainly, the drawers where we don't want to apply pesticides to that where people are going to put their clothing. And we bake those, and we'll bake them usually for 4 or 5 hours to make sure that we get a homogeneous temperature of 121 plus degrees in there. And sometimes, Jerry, when we open these things up, there's literally thousands of dead bed bugs laying on the plastic that we put down to capture them. Dead.
Wow.
Now, how
people
live
are still
with
tuned
that
in
condition?
To what we're saying, because it's important for you to know if there's options out there. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. But the thing that just amazes me, Jerry, in this industry, I've seen things that how people live that it just absolutely defies common sense. Because think about your own life. If you had 1,000 bed bugs feeding on you once a week, you would get tired of this, I would think. But there are people that have lived with it literally for years, and there's a social stigma. As I said, from a health standpoint, forget about the fact that the bugs don't carry diseases or not vectors of any pathogens that we know of, but the anxiety that it causes and the stress that it causes is absolutely terrible.
So taking active role in, first of all, I guess, keeping your house clean would help.
Avoiding clutter, absolutely. Avoiding clutter is a big one. And then thinking smart. You know, Jerry, one of the things I've known in the times that we've talked is that prevention of bed bugs is really the cure. Because when folks start thinking about, well, if I go to a restaurant and set my purse down on the floor, set it in this closet that there could be bed bugs there, or a briefcase or an overhead bin, and then when you get home, if you're traveling on airplanes and so forth, then you don't bring your suitcase in and set it on your bed. So the fact that these, the educational part, the media hysteria has created opportunity for education as well. And the education is the component that is ultimately going to defeat the bed bug, because people are going to start thinking about bed bugs and how to prevent getting them in the first place. That's actually the best means of control, is never getting them in the first place.
So before we continue, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net. And we'll be back with my guest, Kevin Kordick, and talking further about what we can do in our environments to keep them healthy from bugs and pests in just a moment.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says, these techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you too. Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant Headache and Migraine Relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
So I'm talking today to Kevin Kordick, and he is finishing up a 1-year term as president of the National Pest Management Association. The way he got there is he's been in the pest management industry for 27 years. He's an entomologist. He owns his own company, A Active Termite and Pest Control Company in Virginia Beach, Virginia, which is now one of the largest independently owned pest control companies in southeastern Virginia. So, Kevin, let's switch off of bed bugs and talk about from a broader standpoint, because you folks are green certified, is what you said, in the industry. And we're the number one outside California to be certified in that range, in that realm. So what are other healthy alternatives we can do when we've got, you know, pest control issues coming up from other than bed bugs?
Well, and Jerry, that's a great question, and you posed it exactly right. What are other things that we can do? You know, if you think about the way that we wash our hands after we go to public places or you touch things, the whole preventative aspect of being healthy, those same behaviors translate to pest control. And so obviously sanitation is a big part of preventing pests. If you don't attract them to your house or to your place of business in the first place, you've obviously gone a long way to controlling any problem that never really occurred. Second to that is good maintenance on the property, sealing cracks and crevices, places where bugs would like to be, and make your home or your office less attractive to pests in the first place. That's really the basis of our whole green certification, is we make a very interactive relationship with our clients now to get them to understand the importance of sanitation and good maintenance on their property to prevent pests in the first place. And after that, there's a bunch of green products on the market that could be used as well.
So what are some of the best ones that you've run across, since you're in the business and I'm not, my listeners aren't, and I'm sure there's lots of advertising out there, but, you know, in terms of they're good, that's good. What do you find so far as being the best to help people that's more of a green-oriented product line?
Several products that have been innovation due to the whole green movement in America has really been great for the consumer products, over-the-counter products, that used to just be available to the pest management industry or professionals in the industry. There's one product line that's called EcoSmart, E-C-O-S-M-A-R-T, just like it sounds, that is a combination of food-grade plant oils, like wintergreen oil, thyme oil, peppermint oil, that are mixed in specific proportions that really have no effect on mammals or birds. But if you're an arthropod, an insect or anything with a hard shell and a segmented body, you're in trouble. And they've proven very, very effective to the point that we can now treat sensitive areas with absolutely no concern whatsoever, because there's no LD50 package. The only way you could consume a lethal dose of this is literally to choke on it. So they've worked really well. There's a whole bunch of combinations of cedar oils, different natural plant juices and oils and materials that are naturally insect repellent that they've concentrated, put in a spray bottle, and they work very, very well.
And does that, what was the name of the company?
There's a variety of, EcoSmart was
EcoSmart.
The one that, and those products I believe are available in a consumer line over the internet. Home Depot, Lowe's, all the big box stores, they carry a line of natural insecticides now, which I'm very encouraged by the behavior of the big box retailers. The thing that I would say to your listeners with the utmost sincerity is don't ever apply any product in a living space or around a living space until you've thoroughly read the label, gone online, researched the safety of the product. There's more poisonings every year by consumers. And Jerry, as men, we're the worst. We think that if a little's good, then a lot must be better. And so,
let me soak the thing.
Exactly. You know, if you can squirt it with a little bit, it says 1 second, we'll give it a 10-second burst, and that'll definitely take care of it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't want that suckers around.
No, exactly. And we see that a lot, Jerry. In fact, a lot of times it's almost emasculating because the woman will call and say, well, my husband's been trying for 3 weeks to get rid of these ants and he just can't do it. So he told me to call you guys. And the husband doesn't want any part of the relationship because in his mind, he should have been able to kill a bunch of little tiny ants and he hasn't. So, but we go to education and prevention at that point. That's what we say to the consumer. Hey guys, you know, if you really were careful about your trash cans, move away from your house, cut the weeds down, seal these cracks and crevices up, you wouldn't need our services in the first place.
So it's kind of like where we have people who can come into your house and do a energy audit. You guys are actually now doing a pest control audit on a house.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, the intellectual part of our job, the training that the people that work in our company specifically have to go through is rather extensive. And it's not we hire with customer service skills and we teach the technical part of the job to them, because there's a lot of myths about insects and pest control out there that are simply untrue. But on that line, I would tell you this also, Jerry, that if a pest control operator, a guy comes to your house to do a treatment, and he wants to treat inside of your property every service when you do not have a problem in there, that run from that company. That is really old-fashioned. In fact, in the industry, the term is spray jockey, that they're spraying preventatively. I would tell you, I don't do preventative treatments on my house except for mosquitoes. There's just no need to do that. If the pest population isn't there, you just don't want to apply pesticides for the sake of applying pesticides. It's a bad practice.
That is sure a different viewpoint than what you get from, you know, listening to the advertising out there. So
absolutely, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because a lot of people think, well, it's on TV, so it must be true. And the truth is, I mean, our website is 123bugfree.com. We have information about how these services are provided that, it just like you said, it defies mainstream culture with respect to the way people perceive pest control, and it just doesn't need to be
What's your website again, Kevin?
It's 123bugfree.com. The number is 123bugfree.com.
Since you're president and finishing up as president, National Pest Management Association, are you seeing the industry buying into the direction that you're going in this alternative type of approach? I'll say alternative now because that's probably not fully mainstream, but what are you seeing in the industry?
The industry embraces the whole green movement, Jerry, and a lot of consumers are confused and very skeptical that pest control services can be green. But I'm here to tell you firsthand that it can be done, but and the comments that you've already made, I mean, the fact that we're not just going to go out and do a preventative treatment, that we want to only apply and then a lot of times, Jerry, we only apply baits. So we're not even applying sprays and liquids and dust and things that have a long life in the environment. Our goal is to leave the smallest footprint on Mother Nature as we can. For instance, if you had ants in your house, there's a chance that you would never see a guy with a spray can at all. We use a product called OptiGuard Ant Gel. We would apply it. We'd have to do a lot of work to find where the ants are trailing. But then we can apply a couple of bait placements that are no bigger than a pea and eliminate the whole ant colony without ever spraying any chemicals at all.
Wow, that's that's different to hear. So let me ask you, what is the most destructive pest out there that people need to be aware of?
Subterranean termites, hands down. There's several different species of termites in America. But the subterranean species, there's two of them. There's the eastern subterranean termite, and there's the Formosan subterranean termite. And between those two species alone, they do about $6 billion, that's with a B, dollars worth of damage every year. And so if you combine all the fires, excluding Japan, would be a big one, but excluding that, they cause more damage than fires, storms, natural disasters, and storms in America every year.
And so how do you wind up controlling them?
This is another green alternative. The product that we use is called Centricon, S-E-N-T-R-I-C-O-N. It's manufactured by Dow AgroSciences, and it is the first product ever in the history of termite control or any pest control products to receive the Presidential Green Chemistry Award because it was so innovative. And we literally, to treat, just say, a 2,000-square-foot home, which is an average single-family home, we would have had to apply several hundred gallons of pretty toxic stuff into the soil. And that would leach down into the water table, and it really just causes environmentally, it's just not a very friendly way to attack this problem. With Centricon, if you take a look at a sugar packet that you see in a restaurant, that usually contains 1 gram of sugar. We can eliminate a termite colony with 1 gram of the active ingredient, which is an insect growth regulator. It's not even an insecticide, versus several hundred pounds.
Hold on. What's an insect growth regulator?
What's that mean? The way that the Centricon system works, they eat the bait. The outside of an insect's body is the substance for the exoskeleton is called chitin, just very similar chemically to your fingernails. And specifically, this insect growth regulator is a chitin synthesis inhibitor. So when the termite molts to get to the next larger size, its new exoskeleton is severely deformed, and the termite either is dead or termites have this little habit of cannibalizing weak members of their colony. So they die as a result of that molting process because their exoskeleton never was created correctly, or the termites that keep the sick and wounded termites out of the colony, they'll cannibalize the ones that were affected. Put it to you this way, after about 45 days, the termite colonies are gone. There's been genetic mapping studies to prove it. We've used it exclusively for the past 16 years, and we just absolutely love it.
So it's kind of you're serving a buffet of the weak ones, and everybody is weak, and so the whole colony goes.
Absolutely, and we have been able to, in fact, it is the only product that has ever been proven by independent university research that actually eliminates that genetic resource from the environment. And so some of these colonies that have been eliminated, they continue to test the sites for up to 10 years, and that genetic fingerprinting that's been done at the University of North Carolina for years on termite colonies, that is the most accurate way to identify whether it's a new colony or the same colony. And so Dr. Varga down there at University of North Carolina, he's proven it. It satisfied every researcher in America that this product really performs as represented.
Well, Kevin, I'd like to thank you for being a guest on Healthy Alternatives today and giving us some real healthy alternatives to what we can do for pest management. Thanks for being a guest, Kevin.
Thanks for having me, Jay. I really enjoyed it.
Next week, my guest is going to be Matthew Thee. His parents, Dr. John Thee and Carrie Thee, developed a system when they were alive called Touch for Health. John came out of a chiropractic background, and this is a system that you can use on yourself. It uses muscle testing as a biofeedback tool. We'll talk more about what that means next week. It's something that can balance your physical posture, your mental attitude, your emotions. It's really looking at a way that you can reach optimum vitality and wellness. It's in countries around the world, and you're going to learn about it next week on Healthy Alternatives. You're not going to want to miss this one.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.